papers is hard to find in the magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Depleted uranium kills indiscriminately. There's a story by Christopher Boland in the American Free Press. He writes, an alarmingly high percentage of U.S. military personnel who have served in Iraq have been afflicted by a variety of health problems, commonly known as the Gulf War Syndrome. Exposure to uranium spread through the use of depleted uranium weapons is thought to be the primary cause of the high rate of chronic ailments and mortality among Gulf War vets. Now, this is information coming from another source. Terrell E. Arnold, the former chairman of the Department of International Studies at the National War College, he said the long-term casualty rate from the current war in Iraq says is likely to be much, much higher. We're talking today with Dr. Doug Roeke. He is the gentleman that has worked with the military, set up a lot of the training programs, cleanup programs, you name it, has been involved in this, just recently retired, but also a victim of the effects of depleted uranium. And joining him with us is also Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, and former presidential candidate. And I'm glad you dropped out of that one.
Well, John, I'm in another fight now, but I'll tell you what happened 5 minutes before we got on the air. I signed the first of what will be a series of contracts, and Doug will get a hoot out of this. We're establishing a major depleted uranium detoxification and treatment facility down in the Atlanta area. That's a group of hospitals, doctors, people that do detoxification, and also nanotechnology and scientists. There won't be a medical lab like it anywhere in the United States.
And we'll get into how exactly that we're to get this depleted uranium poisoning out of the system. We've got loaded phones here, gentlemen, and we'll get to the calls after this first break. This really bothers me, Doug, because I have been to the Veterans Administration hospitals. I have seen them underfunded, the funding taken out of these. I've seen foreign doctors basically take over the facilities, using them basically as a training ground for the residency in a lot of cases. The standard for health care for these veterans, not only do we ask them to put their life on a line, once they survive actual combat, now they're facing monumental problems returning home. And the government being in denial on this, and the claims are going to be filed against the government, I see another scenario playing out like Agent Orange, that for I don't know how many years it was, 15 or 20 years after Vietnam, they were in total denial of this. Finally, very quietly, they succumbed to the pressure and started treating veterans. But we're talking about many, many more numbers of soldiers. Your estimation, Doug, quickly for the break here, how many soldiers do we know of that have depleted uranium problems associated with it?
Hundreds of thousands.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, we have to understand. We know what the exposures are. We knew what the adverse health effects are right away. There was a conscious decision made to deny medical care, to refuse to do the mandatory testing such that there was no correlation between verified exposures and then documented adverse health effects. In my own case, what happened, the U.S. Department of Energy did it, didn't tell me in 2.5 years, and by that time, I mean, I was very sick, having serious problems, and the correlation just all blew up in their face.
All right, we've got
to
break.
And it continues to this day with my team, everybody.
I'm sure that it does. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Official statistics of killed and wounded from the 15-year-long war against Iraq do not reflect the veterans whose service-related injuries only become apparent after they return from Iraq. The official death rate of those killed and wounded in Iraq does not include these vets, many of whom suffer from slow and painful deaths as a direct result of their service. Folks, this was a mistake from the beginning. It's continuing, and they have no plans of stopping it. Doug, before we go to the phone lines here, is there anybody in Washington, D.C. that you've been in contact with that has a friendly ear?
Well, I mean, we have worked throughout the United States Senate, throughout the U.S. House of Representatives, the National Academy of Sciences, the Center for Disease Control, not only in this country, the British Parliament, the British House of Lords, United Nations, and all over. Yes, there are. I mean, we have congressmen and some senators that are concerned, but we have many, many more that just hold the party line and are not even concerned. I think one thing that we need to clarify, make very, very clear, the United States Army and the U.S. Department of Defense, and these things were adopted by NATO, okay, thoroughly, because when I did the work, they were involved, okay, has mandatory requirements for whenever uranium munitions are used. First off, medical care must be provided. That's absolutely mandatory, and those orders have existed and been reiterated numerous times. again with General Peek's most recent one. The other thing that is mandatory, according to the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, and yes, I wrote it, and yes, the procedures were all validated thoroughly, and yes, they were all approved, but General Eric Shinseki and the Secretary of the Army have made this mandatory requirements, and this is what is absolutely mandatory. The U.S. Army or unit radiation safety, and this is a direct quote, radiation safety officer will identify, segregate, isolate, secure, and label all radiologically contaminated equipment. Procedures to minimize the spread of radioactivity will be implemented as soon as possible. That's the first part. Okay, the individual unit team responsible, whether friendly or damaged or stuff, is responsible for taking all actions consistent with this regulation and the pamphlet. That's the specific procedures. Okay, additional stuff on time, and this is very, very clear. All equipment, to include captured or combat radiologically contaminated equipment, will be surveyed, packaged, retrograded, and decontaminated as released in accordance with U.S. Army Technical Bulletin 9-1300-278, the U.S. Army Pamphlet 700-48, and relevant guidance. Okay, we continue on. This stuff requires all of safety, immediate personnel safety, that's full respiratory and skin protection requirements. But it also states very specifically, quote, and you have to understand this, this is a direct quote, mandatory requirement. Radioactive material and waste will not be locally disposed of through burial, submersion, incineration, destruction in place, or abandonment. How in God's name do you take structures and buildings and thousands of vehicles and terrain that's thoroughly contaminated, collect, secure, isolate, and bury that when what you have is gross contamination all over? The U.S. Army's common task training very specifically requires full respiratory and skin protection, medical care, but it also states very specifically in a warning that every U.S. military soldier knows, because he has to master this task, that uranium contamination makes food and water unusable for eternity. And one of our findings,
and this is a part of the country, it's not known for its vast water resources. So you're telling me that the water resources over there right now are contaminated forever?
Well, absolutely. That's correct. And that's what the U.S. Army states very specifically. When we did the U.S. Army Environmental Policy Institute study, and we were ordered to do that by the Assistant Secretary of the Army, Walker, in December of 1992, he ordered us very specifically, and this is at the U.S. Army Policy Institute, co-located with the University of Illinois and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Main Research Laboratory, to figure out ways to reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions such that they could always be used. We told him and told the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives that was thoroughly impossible to do. You cannot reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions. It's thoroughly, completely impossible. This Army regulation not only requires all of that, it absolutely mandates immediate medical care.
This is sounding more to me like a planned genocide of the populations of these countries.
No, it's just, you have to understand, in the military, all it is about killing and destroying. Now, I've been involved in military operations going back to Vietnam. I had 2 years in Vietnam before I even shaved, okay? And I killed and destroyed a lot over there on B-52s. And, you know, involved in preparing other ones to do that, not only doing it directly, but preparing. It's all about killing and destroying. The American soldier, the warrior, the soldier, when he goes into combat, has got the Rambo and John Wayne mentality. He's immune to injury. He's immune to disease and illness. He's immune to psychological effects. And all he's got to do is go out and kill the so-called enemy, and nothing happens to him. Well, I'm here to tell you, and it never stops to amaze me, that when you go to war, everybody loses. You're physiologically changed forever. You're psychologically changed forever. And young kids get sick and die, and young kids and children come back, and they're affected. I mean, you mentioned birth effects. I mean, but birth effects are catastrophic amongst the U.S. military personnel, children that were born and conceived afterwards, much less the Iraqis and everybody else. And then the children, I mean, it's catastrophic around Concord, Massachusetts, where the StarMet plant has manufactured uranium munitions extensively. And we have the same thing in grade schools all around the Jefferson Proving Ground over here southeast of Indianapolis. It's just catastrophic. And then Vieques, Puerto Rico, well, hello there.
Absolutely amazing. Let's, gentlemen, let's go to the phones. These people have been holding for quite some time. Vince, you're first. Vince in Indiana. Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Stan Miller.
Yes.
How are your guests today?
Good.
I want to ask about, you know, you talked about the depleted uranium, but over here in Indiana, you didn't mention the chemical depot up in Newport, Indiana. We're having an extreme amount of trouble with the VX gas and the containers that was in. Because it was, they're breaking, they're leaking, and they proposed to dump it in the Wabash River.
Now they're trying to dump it over here in the Delaware River, too.
Oh, I live so close to Newport Depot that I can spit. Okay? And I was involved, or have been involved in it, all attempts to ensure that all emergency medical personnel here in East Central Illinois and East West Central Indiana are thoroughly prepared, have all the equipment, and then all the civilians in the region have all the necessary precautions and equipment. We have to understand, in Gulf War II, and I have absolute gun confirmation because I got a personal letter from the Secretary of Defense, is that the sarin and cyclosarin, when we blew up Kamosiya, which was just 105 sites, went over 200 miles radius downwind to cause adverse health effects, and the immediate vicinity was incredible distance for just a normal radius of full circle. Back in 2000, I got a personal letter from the Secretary of Defense that, "Dear Doug, did you know you were exposed and seek medical care for this, and you were 200 miles away?" And I absolutely have the confirmed health effects from that. Yeah, that has been confirmed by the VA and other private physicians. It's catastrophic. So Indiana has Jefferson Proving Ground, and as of 2 weeks ago, they are using uranium munitions over there again, absolutely thoroughly confirmed. And the general in charge of it just is totally disregarding the Army regulations and the training mandating requirements because congressional staff have asked them and residents have asked them.
Vince, is there anything else?
That, and I wanted to mention the general you were trying to, you didn't remember his name, is James Jones, NATO commander.
Oh, yes. You're right. This is in regards, what he's talking about is the new NATO plan and the expansion for their preemptive war practices.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vince, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Tim in Missouri. Hello, Tim.
I operated, maintained, and repaired the Phalanx SeaWiz weapon system when I was in the Navy back in the mid-'80s.
The 20-millimeter.
20-millimeter depleted uranium rounds. And I loaded and unloaded and cleaned several thousand rounds, spent some time at general quarters sleeping on top of the ammo boxes in the magazine, and I have always had my own theory as to the health effects issues and the exposures, and Carl actually mentioned this, or at least spoke of the nanoparticles earlier, and that's what prompted me to call. I've often believed that people who have been exposed and suffered the majority of the health effects have been those that have been exposed as a result of the depleted uranium rounds impacting some other material, and then the nanoparticle or the fine particulate matter dust that's generated as a result of those impacts.
It's an aerosol effect, and it spreads wide.
And that's what happened to myself and my team. My dose and our team's doses were all by inhalation and absorption.
Because I always expected that most of my exposure was larger particle exposure, you know, abrasive type removal of the materials, you know, in the loading, unloading, and cleaning process. And even after they were fired, of course, the rounds, whatever they impacted, did so over water, and no one was ever exposed to anything that those rounds ever impacted, at least when we did our fire training and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, oddly enough, the human body knows what to do with larger particles. What we're learning in the lab in nanotechnology is the human body does not have a clue what to do with nanoparticles.
Well, an EPA does regulate particulate matter at 10 microns or less, and they're actually drilling down even further to the 2.5 micron size particles as being those particles that are more likely to remain in the lungs after they've been breathed in and not expelled from the body.
For those veterans that got that mystery pneumonia and inhale this stuff, the prognosis is not good at all.
All right. Hang on one second, caller. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Tim in Missouri, was there anything else that you had? Hi, Tim, you there?
Very healthy children, and I thank God for that. So fortunately for me and my exposure, I have not suffered any ill effects, at least that I'm aware of at this point. Like I said, my theory has been that those persons who were exposed in the first Gulf War to the DU in the form of nanoparticles or small particulates that were transformed from the impacts of the rounds are the ones that were probably more likely to suffer long-term or even, well, especially the short-term health effects from that exposure.
And Doug, where does the majority of this contamination come from? Does it actually come from the firing of these rounds? Because if this gentleman is involved in live fire exercises and he's firing DU rounds off, there's that aerosolized or vapor that comes off of this. Is that not a particulate matter that would be inhaled in his lungs and affect him more so than anything else?
Well, absolutely. When I had the responsibility, I was on active duty doing this, and when I was director of the lab, I did help develop the U.S. Navy's specific guidelines for safety with the phalanx. We know from firsthand and dealing with people that have fired the phalanx that the contamination is within the barrels on the phalanx. It's on the outside around the area where the phalanx, you know, fires from. And we absolutely know that individuals that have fired that extensively without protection have come down with the respiratory problems and rashes. I was directly involved with U.S. Navy personnel that had fired the phalanx at Vieques, Puerto Rico, in preparation for going into Balkans and other areas. And since then, who absolutely have suffered adverse health effects and contacted myself and the other physicians on our team and nurses to obtain medical care from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, DU program, and from the Department of Defense, unsuccessfully, of course. But, yes, it is a serious problem. We do know that the contamination does reside in the barrel. It is on the outside, right where it's fired. But the majority of this contamination is where the round impacts and breaks up. And, again, I have to state, we verified the contamination so extensive from a single round impact that respiratory and skin protection is absolutely required to be worn by all U.S. military personnel within 50 meters radius. And that is currently required by the U.S. Department of Defense and U.S. Army doctrine guidelines and also NATO guidelines. And it's also been adopted by the U.N. in their warnings about it. So, yeah, we got a serious problem. The contamination levels are so extensive, it's incredible. The U.S. Army Technical Bulletin 9-1300-278 Appendix F very specifically states maximum permissible exposures for uranium contamination. As far as the beta and the gamma, the maximum permissible exposure was 0.05 millirad per hour. We never saw anything less than 300. Absolutely never. The contamination, the removable contamination, is absolutely set at zero. None can be there. And it's all over the place. The fixed contamination, this is the stuff that's fixed to shrapnel, to, you know, all the contamination, buildings and structures. The maximum permissible alpha contamination is at 200 counts per minute. We've never, ever seen anything less than thousands by thousands of counts per minute, no matter what we did.
Tim, you're a lucky man that you still have your health.
Well, and I think fortunately I moved on to other weapon systems.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't have enough exposure, but like I said, I always suspected that it was really the exposure from the impact of the rounds.
Yes, it is.
And not necessarily, from the actual firing or the handling of the rounds. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Carl brought up the nanoparticles, and to me, those particles could, you know, act together with the DU to cause even greater problems than just maybe the DU by itself.
Well, so it's a good thing that you were firing the phalanx from the ship, and you weren't hitting hard targets, and it was just going into the water. Tim, thanks for your call.
I think it's important right now that we need to state Congressman James McDermott, and I was in his office when he received it, has confirmed this from the Navy Admiral, that the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Navy ships that have the phalanx have continued to fire this just off of the coast of the United States and continuously, i.e. it's confirmed in Chesapeake Bay, it's confirmed in Puget Sound, it's confirmed up in Canada all along, it's confirmed off of the coast of San Francisco, and every place else thoroughly confirmed down all around Puerto Rico. And it just continues as this day, and the ships that are being deployed are still doing it wherever they're at. I mean, this is confirmed. I mean, the U.S. Coast Guard cutters have uranium munitions on board. Congressman James McDermott, United States House of Representatives from Seattle, Washington area, has absolutely confirmed this.
All right. We don't have time. Yes, we do. Dee in Texas, let me try to slip you in here. Hello,
yes,
Dee.
I'll just ask real quick. And I was wondering about the Dragon that the Army uses to, my son used to practice with in the States and the Army. And also, I wondered about the first step to get treatment if a person felt like that they were injured. He was over there in Kuwait serving for a year in the reserves. And I'll let you go. Thanks a lot. Good show.
All right. Thank you, Dee. I appreciate it.
Yeah. The Dragon is just high explosives. Okay. I've been around and firing that personally. Now, the Army regulations mandate immediate medical care, and this goes back from day one. Any individual that is exposed to uranium contamination must have a radio bioassay, that's nasal and pharyngeal swab, 24-hour feces collection, 24-hour urine collection within 24 hours of exposure. Not weeks, hours, days, years later as of happening, because the biological half-life disappears, and what's mobile in the urine, you don't find it, even though the body is thoroughly contaminated.
All right, we'll break here. We'll come right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And the Supreme Court just cleared the way for campus recruiting. And there's not a whole lot of people who want to go over to the Middle East right now. They have the highest numbers of desertion in any engagement we've ever been in. We have 8,000 under AWOL right now. They plan on going into Iran. It seems to me they're getting rather short of personnel, which means that they're going to have to institute a draft sooner or later. I don't know where they're going to get their personnel because this supposed coalition of forces is nothing but a joke. It's been the United States as the main thrust over there in the Middle East. And this is getting progressively worse. A lot of people don't want to play this game over there because they see no end to this. A mission was declared. A mission for what? Iraq didn't do anything to the United States. Yes, they had weapons of mass destruction, but apparently they got rid of those things.
Can we discuss that?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, we put the weapons of mass destruction on them, didn't we, Doug?
Well, absolutely. Prior to Gulf War I, the United States deliberately and willfully delivered the weapons of mass destruction, that's chemical and biological weapons, to Iraq for use against Iran and against the Iraqi Kurds. That is thoroughly confirmed. The United States Senate report called the Regal Commission report that was issued years ago. Okay, that was a subject of a made-for-TV movie that we did. It's real neat to write scripts, starring Ted Danson and Mark Helgenberger, called Thanks for Grateful Nation. and it was about the work of Jimmy Toot, a good friend of mine. So we absolutely did that. In December of 1990, this is in the preparation for the run-up of Operation Desert Storm, this Gulf War, we're over there. Now, my initial assignment was on nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, not DU. And so I was the officer that did the briefing on what they had and what they possessed. In December of 1990, at the command headquarters, this is where General Schwarzkopf was, General Charles Horner, General Norman G. Schwarzkopf, General Powell came over, then Secretary Cheney was involved, and we made a conscious decision that we would deliberately and willfully blow up the chemical and biological munitions and nuclear reactors that Iraq possessed because we knew what they had, we knew where they had them. And this caused a catastrophic adverse health effects, not only to U.S. military, but everybody else. If you go to page 390 of General Norman G. Schwarzkopf's autobiography, It Doesn't Take a Hero, you will see the discussion and the confirmation of that decision. At that time, we told everybody that we have catastrophic adverse health effects, and that continues to this day. The command sergeant major that was involved in this with me on site last night confirmed that he can no longer walk. He requires a walker, and that he can't even hold a water glass because of the neurological damage and everything else that happened to him. This is one of my best friends. Much and this came to me last night, and that's just current stuff that's happening, much less all the thousands and thousands about others. So what we have is a catastrophic mixture of everything. And uranium weapons now in Gulf War II, the only thing we got in Gulf War II basically is the hazmat from the destruction of their infrastructure. We got primarily uranium munitions, and then we got the immunizations, which were a catastrophic disaster, a nightmare from Gulf War I and continue to this day. Just astonishing.
If we have hundreds of thousands of our U.S. personnel that have been contaminated, along with all the coalition forces through both operations, and still continuing to this day, I wonder how many of these Iraqis in Afghanistan people are suffering and are going to suffer. How many of them are dying
millions,
right now?
Millions. Because we've had world conference after conference working with them. We had a conference at the Center for Disease Control. I was appointed by congressional directed appointment with the Center for Disease Control on this back in 1999. And that's 7 years ago now, exactly 7 years ago, almost to the day, where we discussed and confirmed and knew all of this stuff. It's just catastrophic. In preparation for the run-up for Gulf War II, okay, the actual, you know, invasions and everything, Colonel Edward J. Wakayama, the director of the U.S. Army Operational Test and Evaluation Command, provided a direct briefing to the leaders of the Pentagon on the adverse health effects of uranium munitions. And he stated in his briefing, quote, "The alpha particle taken inside the body in large doses is hazardous, producing cell damage and cancer. Lung cancer is well documented." Okay, goes on. The beta particle is hazardous to skin and the lens of the eye. Boy, don't I know that. Man, I just had 2 hours of surgery to repair that damage. Okay, we continue on. Okay, again, for inhalation, everything, all exposure, we have all the respiratory problems. Aerosolization is a serious, serious problem, as we all know. The birth defects are there, and it's just thoroughly continued. Birth effects are there because RNA and DNA is modified. That's thoroughly confirmed, medically confirmed by the World Health Organization. It's a catastrophic nightmare. Today, war has turned into a nightmare where the weapon systems we use thoroughly contaminate air, water, and soil. We do not have the ability to clean up the environment. We do not have the ability to provide medical care. And as a consequence, I mean, just alone, we got 350,000 in the VA system alone. You have to understand, we could run all day, leap tall buildings at a single bound, extremely healthy individuals prior to deployment. And within months, cancers, neurological, eye problems, respiratory problems, gastrointestinal problems, urinary rashes. And it goes on and on and on without fail.
I want to remind people that the Lone Star Iconoclast, this is the newspaper right in George Bush's backyard up here in Texas. If you go to LoneStarIcon.com, that's LoneStarIcon.com, there is, let me see, 15, 16, 16 stories alone that they've done on depleted uranium. Carl, your article is in there. Former Inspector Scott Ritter, he's in there. A lot of different interviews. Major Denise Nichols also in there.
God bless Denise Nichols, ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest nurses in the history of the United States Air Force, and she is very sick. She is sick, and she lost her brother, again, Agent Orange, just happened within the last week.
Chris Busby, Lauren Moret, Ernst Sternglass, Dr. Ernst Sternglass, Rosalie Bertel. Folks, go to that site. You want to learn more about this? Print the articles out. You know of one of the servicemen that the VA is telling them they don't know what's wrong with them? Print these stories out. Please, let's help them out. The best thing we can do is get these soldiers home today.
Or they can go look at the perfectsystem.net and they can see all the depleted uranium articles I've sent out here in the last two or three weeks.
This is totally, and Doug, forgive me for pushing this point again. If they knew the contamination problems with the depleted uranium.
Absolutely they knew, they knew from day one. And as I was assigned this work and became the project director, we wrote up the reports. We thoroughly, absolutely confirmed all of that.
Well,
they knew it from 1974 after the Arab-Israeli use. One thing, and this you have to understand, my disability for this from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs came about directly as a result of the known confirmed respiratory effects that were in the report from the Israeli use in 73 against the Arabs. Lock, stock, and barrel, it stated very specifically. You can have the respiratory problem, which is known in 43. Again, we're going Dr. Marion Falk, one of the last living gods, and Dr. Ernest Sternglass. Dr. Ernest Sternglass is the one that forced Kennedy to stop above-ground testing. So we're talking about real gods. But in there, we knew that the reactive arrow disease, the calcified granulomas would absolutely be caused not only by the chemical toxicity, with the particulate irritation and also the radiological doses from the alpha, betas, and gammas and x-rays that and neutrons that thoroughly bombard the lung once the uranium dust is in the lung. I mean, no question whatsoever.
By the way, your story is also in the Iconoclast, and they put a byline in there. We're like little sheep, little lambs that didn't know the truth. And I want to stress this point here, because if the Army knew about this...
The Army officials, the leaders, and we have to get down. You know, we keep personifying the people. There are specific individuals that knew before, ignored it, and the individuals that know today and continually ignored and continually refused to comply with their own requirements.
Well, and here's my point, Doug. My point is, if they knew of the dangers and they released maybe upwards to 2,000 tons of this, then they knew what the effects were going to be on the population.
Correct.
We were supposedly over there because of the issue of weapons of mass destruction. What we have done is unleashed weapons of mass destruction on the Iraqis.
Right.
Correct.
And it's come all the way back to us.
Correct. And that was, you have to understand, when we started planning these invasions and these battles years ago under the Clinton administration directives, and we put the warnings, don't use this stuff, myself and another British expert put out a warning long before Gulf War II was initiated. We knew it was going to happen because we were all involved in writing it. Not to use uranium munitions because all these adverse health effects would occur. And in fact, that had gone back to 1999. Denise Nichols and I and Rosalie Bertel went up to the White House and met with Senator Warren Rudman, Admiral Elmo Zumo, and all these police by Clinton's staff in 1999, on April 16th of 1999, to prevent the use in the Balkans. And they ignored it and went on. And we had attempted to get all the medical care for Rijekas, and they ignored it and went on. And they continued to use it, and then they went their merry way, because, again, this is about killing and destroying with a thorough, total disregard for the health and environmental effects, as required by U.S. Army directives, congressional, Department of Defense directives, the Los Alamos memo and the AEPI directive. Astonishing.
Let's go back to the phones. These people have been patiently holding. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul. Paul, are you there? Is he still there? Okay. Millie in Connecticut. Hello, Millie.
Oh, good evening, and it's very nice that I was able to get on. I am appalled. I am absolutely shocked and appalled. I have been following Carl's update additions on depleted uranium. Mr. Rocky, I think you're unbelievable. I the knowledge and the information that you gentlemen are bringing forth, I hope is getting to thousands of people. I live in Connecticut. I'm a grandmother. I have little tiny grandchildren. I'm very, very concerned. And, Carl, I have a question. Well, either one of you, but particularly Carl, you have any idea how many people are being affected here in the United States, particularly New England, and you have a nanotech business. Can that do anything?
Well, preliminary indications we're getting, just some feedback. I think there's tens of millions of people in North America that have been exposed due to our policies, not only from the explosion of these weapons on our soil and it getting into our air and water here, but it also appears that we're getting some of these aerosol feedbacks through the jet stream and global weather patterns that are bringing it all the way back over us. I mean, this is not limiting. You know, the promise that you read and you hear from the Pentagon is that this stays on site. And what we're finding out, like in this recent information from Bahrain, those people in Bahrain that were tested have never been in Iraq. They've never been in Kuwait. And 82 out of 82 were positive. All of them had depleted uranium exposure.
This fine woman lives in Connecticut, and it's important to know that Connecticut is the first state in the United States where the governor signed a law mandating immediate and thorough medical care for all military personnel that are deployed from the state of Connecticut. Louisiana has followed up, and we're getting other states to do it state by state because the U.S. Department of Defense has refused to do that. So Connecticut, yes, is leading the nation, and Connecticut has one of the finest congressmen, Christopher Shays, in our nation. I've worked with him for years, and he's done everything he can to help, but also he has been thoroughly frustrated by the U.S. Department of Defense officials and the White House and everybody else in his attempts to get things. You've got incredible people in Connecticut, in the Hartford, Connecticut. You've got an incredible now-retired reporter, Denny Williams. God bless these people. They've done everything they can to help, but they're thoroughly frustrated because of the just continued denials and refusals to comply.
If United
Carl, what about your nanotech business? Is there anything in nanotechnology that can take this out of the body or out
no,
of
ma'am.
The air, the water?
No, ma'am. You can't. You can get the mobile fraction out, but all the other stuff that is non-mobile, non-soluble, is stuck there forever. And that's why the health effects continue to increase. We have to understand, you know, medicine is not magical. And I'm an old EMT paramedic, combat medic, 3 years in the infantry. As a combat medic, you know, there are no miracles. And once this is in the body, if we could do it rapidly enough, and some now, we might be able to get the mobile fraction out. That's the fraction that is soluble in body fluids that could pass out through the feces or the urine or through the blood if possible. But all that other stuff, you're stuck.
Well, I'm particularly interested in the nanotechnology side of this because before it gets to the body, I'm talking about the air, the water. Carl,
actually,
you,
Doug, there are some
that?
Things. There are some things nanotechnology can do, in that it can identify specific things all the way down to the nano level and attach to them, and then get it back out into your bloodstream.
Yeah, you're talking about mobilizing this again.
Yes.
Okay, that's brand new stuff, isn't it?
It's brand new stuff. Yes. There's also some ways that give a whole new meaning to the meaning of kidney dialysis. We can filter blood and trap only the type of nanoparticulates and uranium, you know, what we're seeking.
Now, one of the things, yeah, and this is neat, but one of the things important to understand, and this is what we absolutely know from our firsthand work of blowing the stuff, testing it, and working with the stuff and cleaning it up, you just don't have a pile of uranium.
No.
You've got unexploded ordnance. You've got all kinds of hazardous materials. You've got biologicals. So when you destroy or blow something up with this stuff, man, it is a toxic nightmare. And that was the reason I had to develop specific procedures for the U.S. military that took in consideration all the unexploded ordnance associated with this, all the hazardous materials, and why the mandatory respiratory and skin protection is there. It's not just a uranium dust problem. It's an incredible toxic nightmare.
It's kind of a sludge.
Like a
it's kind of an airborne, invisible sludge. And
yeah,
it's
scared us. It scared us totally.
And what's amazing is how fast this is affecting the lives of the soldiers that were over there. I mean, even some of the contractors are over there right now. They're going to come back, and you know they'll have the same experience Doug and these other soldiers have had.
Well, I had contractors with me that I worked with, and back years ago, and I still have the letter from March of 1999. Then Deputy Secretary of Defense Bernard Rotschker, who was also a RAND Corporation guy, wrote me a letter and absolutely refused to provide medical care to my contractors when I requested medical care for them. But he, same thing, they refused to provide medical care to my staff and other individuals involved as of, you know, the last few days. It never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, Mr. Rocky, I think this has been a major, major treasonous cover-up. I think it's unbelievable, and I think it's appalling.
Yes, ma'am, you are absolutely correct. But the women and the children and the military personnel of our nation all over the world are the ones who are going to be affected by what we do.
The numbers here are staggering with the amount of people, both in the military and civilians, contractors, Iraqis, it doesn't matter. We're talking of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. The chickens, so to speak, have not come home to roost yet. This is not even being tracked.
God bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Millie. I appreciate your call. This is appalling.
Well, John, there's reports coming out of Eglin, where this stuff has been blown up and settled onto the vegetation down there. I mean, they're tracking it. They're just not talking about it.
Well, I was ordered years ago to figure out how to clean up Eglin, and that's part of the work that we did, and we put the precautions down there, as far as I know, when I went down there to look-see.
All right, gentlemen, hold on. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said. The Constitution.
All right, one more call here. Paul in New York. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing? I can't help to wonder. I'm wondering, do these soldiers just not know about this, or is it just or do they know and they just keep following orders? I mean,
yeah. Does the guy on the ground over there know what's going on, Doug?
They are, mandatory training is required, and there was 40 hours training program that I put together plus a common task training. The U.S. military and the commanders have deliberately withheld the training from military personnel. They have deliberately withheld the training from people who were prior to being deployed here. I've confirmed that personally. And so we've got that. And then the other thing, too, we go to the Rambo to the John Wayne mentality. I'm immune. It's just absolutely staggering. We have another serious problem. The U.S. Navy was forced out of Vieques, Puerto Rico because of what happened there. They were recently going to do this in Hawaii. A federal judge stopped that operation.
Doug, back up a second. Was that because of depleted uranium?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this is not what was reported in the news. They just were upset because of the munitions going off and all the noise.
No, uranium munitions because I was involved in the investigation. In fact, I tried when this all happened, I tried to deploy my team, the U.S. Army's Army Contaminated Equipment Recovery Team, according to the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, to clean up and do medical care, and all the way up to Secretary of Defense Sherry Goodman and at the Army Material Command who did the weapon stuff, it was refused. But, yeah, they were forced out of Vieques, catastrophic medical effects down there all over. And then they were recently going to use this in Hawaii. A federal judge stopped that, but they have and they are using this in Australia. And I've been to Australia on this several times, and we've done numerous radio shows. And children that were conceived by individuals who were exposed after the U.S. have started the use in the Northern Territories and out in the western coast of Australia were born with birth defects and have died. Absolutely no problem. And the individuals who are exposed in the area, same thing. And it continues to go. I mean, Okinawa, again, the same thing. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we did the work. We saw what happened. When I went as director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project and wrote the reports, my intention initially was to ensure that we could use uranium munitions effectively in combat, because I'm a warrior. And then I saw what happened. I saw we couldn't clean it up. I saw what the adverse health effects were personally and on my team and everybody else.
The one thing, before we run out of time here, Doug, you said you don't know what else to do. What we need is the database for these soldiers that were rotated into Iraq and Afghanistan, and they've got to be contacted. And this information must be given to them.
Well, you know, it's already required to be done, but they're not doing it. And how do you get to them? I don't know. You know, we have to do radio shows. We have to contact our representative centers. We have to contact the President of the United States and ensure that they comply with their medical care, which is already mandated by certain General Ronald Peake's orders, you know, and also mandated by the U.S. Army Regulation and NATO directives.
But these are only precautions for decontamination and
their medical care requirements, precautions for exposures, and procedures for decon and everything. It covers the whole shebang.
Yeah, they're also avoiding it like the plague, though, because everything they do that creates a paper trail also creates liability. They know there's liability here.
Yeah,
I mean, tons of it. We have memos where they're talking about it.
All right, Paul, thanks for your call. We are flat out of time. Dr. Doug Rocky, I appreciate your time. Carl, as always, it's been a pleasure. And gentlemen, thank you. And this issue is not dead at this network. We'll continue to expose it, just as these criminals are exposing people of planet Earth here and killing them off. I still think, personally, it's a genocidal plan. They knew about it. Time will tell. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All righty.
Good evening,
Carl. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And on tomorrow's program, Lindsey Williams, and we're not going to be talking about oil. We're going to be talking about the planet Earth abandoning the dollar and what that means for this economy. Stay tuned.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.